Then out of the ear itself, the silk.
Sometimes that's called silks. Them silks. If people are having a good time at a party and say the piano is going, they're standing around it, you say they're doing what? Oh, they're just out there having a good time there.
They're enjoying themselves.
Doing what? Telling jokes.
They're just having a good time.
If somebody tells a joke, there's a great uproar, you say, my, but they certainly are.
Laughing.
And when somebody plays a tune on the piano, they all join around, and then there's universal
laughter, singing.
I don't know how to ask this. Oh, let's say somebody's building your house and following the blueprints, and they get the door in the wrong place. You say, this door is in the wrong place. It
should have been here. Uh-huh. Should be here.
Uh-huh. It should be here, and it
gets over here.
Where is
it? It should not be.
Well,
or shouldn't be.
That's an elegant one. You have your temper under pretty good control.
Now this silk top business, quite a deal. The kind of trade secret here. We've built 3 or 4 buildings to find out that when we get them finished, they did not have silk cocks on them. So I'm kind of a silk cock bug now.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I look for on a set of plans after a building's been designed. Other people look at the general floor layout. A lot of people look at the steel as specified, you know. First thing I look for, because we've gotten caught on this before, is where are the silk cocks?
They just cheat on that, or just...
No, just they overlook it. They get wrapped up in engineering a 50-foot span or something like this, you know, and they forget the little petty things like silk cocks or maybe a splash block for a downspout or something like that.
Say, how about these prefab rafters? Are they any good?
Yes, they're real good.
How about for a regular house?
Real good.
Is that right?
That is, they're properly made.
Well, they're cheaper than regular rafters.
Yeah, but you have to, they're made up in standard lengths. You have to design your house around them.
Oh. Sort of takes care of the attic, too, doesn't it?
Well, no, they're designed to, give you the same space and so on.
Well, I was thinking of the braces and all that stuff.
Well, you've got to have your braces in a conventional roof anyway.
Mm-hmm. They built a couple of houses over by us with those. Gee, they're all
if they're put together with good materials, why they're probably stronger than the conventional.
These look
roof
good.
Construction.
Metal reinforcement. At the,
they've even got metal plates for them. Now they started out, you know, just making the tying them together with plywood.
Uh-huh.
Some of the carpenters, builders weren't too careful about this. They'd get plywood that's too light, or maybe they just put it on one side, or they weren't careful. Your joints still have to be cut good, good and true. You can't have a half-inch gap between a rafter and...
I imagine that's pretty accurate, though, if they do that on a jig.
They'll do it on a jig. And then these metal plates they've got are generally formed, whereby when you put the members together, they have to come together to give an angle, and at a certain point, or things just won't work at all.
You think that would be good to put in a house if you're building one?
I would think so.
Well, just...